Steve Stories. My name is Steve Fletcher, and in 1990, I founded Swicker Carnival, who have organised Cardiff Carnival ever since. Steve Stories, number 6. Cardiff Carnival's international influences. In its heyday, Cardiff was a major international port, and the capital still owes much of its cosmopolitan nature to the multicultural mix found especially in South Cardiff. Cardiff Carnival has always been keen to reflect and represent this multi-ethnicity. And it's no accident that the annual Carnival Camp, 3 weeks of free Carnival Arts workshops, is normally sited in South Cardiff. Cardiff Carnival has always been outward-looking and been influenced and inspired by a number of different carnival traditions from elsewhere in the world. The flamboyant and wonderfully creative tradition of the masquerade in the Caribbean and Trinidad in particular was definitely a strong influence on the early development of Cardiff Carnival. Indeed, the initial Cardiff Carnivals were known as Cardiff Mask Carnivals. Mask is a shortening of the word masquerade. The first visiting artist to Cardiff was Catherine Chan from Trinidad in 1990. She was a highly experienced mask maker who had worked with the world-beating guru of carnival masks himself, Peter Minchell, for whom she designed amazing costumes for young people in particular. Another potent element from abroad was added to the carnival mix based on carnival traditions from Trinidad when the pitchfork-wielding body-painted Blue Devils took part in Cardiff Carnival 2005. Our guest Blue Devil dance and drum tutors were known as Spooky and Catcher. Their contribution has endured, and the tradition of making horns, tails and wings to dance a wild Blue Devil on parade still lasts to this very day. For the past 10 years, the family crowds who line the parade's route have been taxed, in the nicest possible way, by troops of Blue Devils who sing a traditional Trinidadian chant. When a howling Blue Devil sings out, "Piddy Devil, Piddy Devil," then a token penny must be handed over by the startled spectator. Brazilian carnival traditions have also featured through the history of Cardiff Carnival. Wales' first ever and now longest running samba percussion group, Samba Galés, were formed by Swicker Carnival to animate the first Cardiff Carnival in 1990. In 1991, the parade was powered on by thunderous rolling rhythms of the Maracatu carnival tradition from the northeast region of Brazil. In recent years, Cardiff Carnival has been enhanced by further imports from Brazil, with the Cardiff School of Capoeira bringing their acrobatic, musical, martial arts dance to the streets. European carnival influences have been warmly welcomed into the Cardiff Carnival mix too. In 1993, the Gigante tradition from Spain found favour. These are giant puppets made with paper-covered willow sticks. Cardiff Carnival's Gigantes over the years have depicted everything from exotic animals to large-scale puppet heads satirising prominent Welsh politicians. The mysterious glamour of carnival from Venice, and Venetian masks in particular, have inspired the Cardiff Carnival over the years. Indeed, Cardiff Carnival 2008, which was themed behind the mask, was Cardiff's spectacular take on the glory of the Venice Carnival. Musically, the Cardiff Carnival parade has benefited from carnival music traditions from all over the world, but played by local Cardiffian street bands, drumming troupes and local community music groups of all shapes, sizes and sounds. So whilst enjoying flamboyant costumes on the road, our audiences, and more importantly, our dance sections on parade, have enjoyed Brazilian samba, Caribbean steel pan, Mardi Gras jazz, lively soca, and even droning Welsh bagpipes.